Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. So today we're going to talk about daydreaming about Vegas again. Man, I keep having these daydreams about Vegas. When am I going to go back to Vegas? I'm having all these daydreams about Vegas. So what I've come up with is 10 things, top things you can do in Vegas in the month of October. Fall is here and so is the fun. We have the ultimate list of events that you won't want to miss while you enjoy the cooler weather in Las Vegas. We have tons of amazing dining options, exciting events, unbelievable entertainment. Hockey season is back, and the park is filled with fun fall activities such as the Fall Brew Celebration and the Great Pumpkin Road Show. So be part of the action, explore all of what Las Vegas and MGM Resorts has to offer. But before we get into that, did you know in about 3 years, you'll be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes? And a one-way ticket will cost you about $60. There's a high-speed train being developed by Virgin Trains USA. Virgin Trains USA is previously known as Brightline. It already operates a high-speed train in Florida. Its California to Nevada project is expected to span 185 miles and take 90 minutes to move passengers between Las Vegas and Victorville, California, which is northeast of L.A. Construction is expected to start in 2020, and it would take about 3 years to complete. Virgin Train USA is the first privately funded passenger rail system in the U.S. in more than 100 years. This significant private investment will generate thousands of new jobs, sparks new mixed-use housing development, and remove nearly 4.5 million cars off the road each year. Let me repeat that. It will remove nearly 4.5 million cars off the road each year. That project will start in 2020, and it will be completed by 2023. And take a guess. See if you know who owns Virgin Train. Just remember the name Virgin. Well, if you didn't guess it, it's Virgin Trains is owned and operated by Richard Branson. And we've also found that the Virgin Trains in Florida are swankier than a traditional train. Virgin Trains are moving people to the next level of train travel, where train travel will be really hip and fun. So just to go back, starting in 2020, the construction for a train that will be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes, the construction for that will start in 2020. That has to be fantastic news for Las Vegas, fantastic news for California, because what happens is on the weekends, a lot of people drive from California to Vegas, and now they can take the train. And again, this train route will remove nearly 4.5 million cars off the road each year. That's pretty fantastic. Totally fantastic. Las Vegas. So, again, today we're going to talk about the top things you can do in Las Vegas in October. And we'll get into that more in the second half of the show. But I have a list of events going on in October, and every month I will talk about all the events going on each month in Las Vegas. There's just so many things going on, so many changes. Properties being sold. It's just so much is going on in Vegas right now. Just absolutely going on in Vegas. But one of the things I want to talk to you about is some of the things we're going to talk about today is the best time to book flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. I have that available for you. And I have a Las Vegas tip. If you like to use Lyft and Uber, I also have that available to you. So we have a lot to talk about. This just handed to me today. This doesn't have anything to do with Las Vegas, but this is from the islands of the Bahamas. And this is a letter from the islands of Bahamas, and they say, "Let me begin by personally thanking you for standing by the Bahamas when we need your support the most. As you can imagine, we are still reeling from the devastation Hurricane Dorian brought to our beautiful, beloved country. Suffice it to say, there's not one person here or abroad who has not been touched by this tragedy." And basically what this letter is going to talk about is that they're asking you for your business to come to the Bahamas, and that there are still 14 islands that wasn't touched by the Bahamas, and you can still visit those islands. "We have family, friends, and colleagues with ties to Abaca and Freeport. The Bahama Ministry of Tourism and Aviation empathize with our countrymen and women on these islands. We will continue supporting our emergency responders as they transition from rescue and recovery to stabilization and reconstruction. In the midst of our plight, we pledge continued support for our tourism industry, the economic engine that fuels our country. Yes, we have the good fortune of a very robust period, but we now focus on redoubling our efforts to sustain the high levels of visitors' arrivals. These steps help us recover and rebuild the Abacus and Freeport and Grand Bahama Island, which is my favorite island. Throughout the hurricane, we have worked closely to monitor and update media around the world. Now that the storm has left our shores, we are looking tirelessly to communicate that 14 other island destinations provide travelers an exceptional experience. We are asking you, the public, to consider keeping your vacation plans to the islands that were not affected. Rest assured that our hotels and partners on these islands are standing by to deliver one-of-a-kind vacation experience as only the Bahamas can. And there are 14 islands that wasn't touched by the hurricane. Paradise Island, of course, Nassau wasn't touched. If you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, I've listed all the islands that are available for you to travel to. And the Bahamas is asking for our business to help support them as they go through this tragic event that happened to them. In the days and the weeks ahead, we will be working to reach out to news desk producers, editors, writers, and influencers across a variety of markets to continue providing updates while reinforcing important information relevant to the islands not impacted. We will use every communication and digital channel available to target consumers with key messages to preserve business already on the books and to assure that we remain a top destination for future travel plans. We will update you regularly on our efforts as our partner, It's Your Time to Travel. We ask that you continue to consider the unaffected islands as a top destination for travel to the Caribbean. The best way of helping the Bahamas is by traveling to the Bahamas. So again, this is a note from the islands of Bahamas, and the note came from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation, and they're asking for our continued support to visit the islands that's been unaffected by the hurricane. So if you have any questions, you can certainly give us a call at 877-932-9766, or you can call my cell phone number, 614-323-0858. But we're asking to continue to support the Bahamas as they go through this reconstruction to put their island back together again. So let's get back to Vegas. You know, again, I've been daydreaming about Vegas. I wrote an article that's on my Facebook page that talks about New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. And if you go to my Facebook page, it will definitely get into what New Year's Eve, all the things that you can do New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. So since we're back to Vegas, this just in. Are Las Vegas casinos raising capital by selling properties? Several Las Vegas casinos have announced the selling of their properties, and the Hard Rock Las Vegas is closing. Vegas. Caesar Entertainment has completed a deal to sell the Rio for $516 million. But they will continue to operate the Las Vegas property. So Caesars sold the Rio for $516 million. Caesars will continue to operate the property while paying $45 million annually in rent. And this deal allows Caesars Entertainment to focus the resources on strengthening their attractive portfolio of recently developed strip properties. And the next year's World Series of Poker will still take place at the Rio, and hereafter will still take place at the Rio. And since we're talking about that, MGM is reporting they're in the talk to sell off three of their casinos: Circus Circus, the Bellagio, and the MGM Grand. Although MGM will continue operating the Bellagio and MGM Grand in a leaseback deal, MGM could pocket about $7 billion for the two casino resorts, which are among the company's most profitable properties. So MGM has reported they're selling Circus Circus, And they're also, they're in the talks of selling the Bellagio and the MGM Grand, which they will still run and pay rent of $45 million a year for that. And just so you know that, the Bellagio and the MGM Grand are among the company's most profitable properties. And then one last note, Hard Rock Las Vegas is closing. The Hard Rock Las Vegas closing will be celebrated with a host of free-to-public exhibits showcasing memorabilia the property has had on site over the years, including some pieces from storage. The farewell tour started September the 27th and will be open from Thursday through Monday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. through January 31st. And the exhibition will feature artifacts such as costumes, musical instruments, props, and artwork not seen by the public in decades, including iconic performers like the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Queen, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Elton John, Elvis, Lady Gaga, The Beatles, and more. New items will be added to the collection on a regular basis, giving attendees something new to see during the exhibit's expected 4 months engagement. Multiple in-events and promotions are expected to be announced in detail, including a drink promotion on property with prices from 1995, the year the hotel was open. Wow. But the Hard Rock Las Vegas will reopen as the Virgin Hotel in 2020. There's that guy again, Virgin Hotel in 2020. The off-strip Hard Rock Hotel and Casino was acquired by Richard Branson in March of 2018, following a eight-month renovation. The rebranded Virgin Hotels Las Vegas is slated to open at the end of 2020, with every inch of the hotel being transformed. I'll repeat that. The Hard Rock Las Vegas Hotel is being rebranded as the Virgin Hotel Las Vegas and is slated to open at the end of 2020, with every inch of it being transformed. What's unique about the opening of the Virgin Las Vegas is the gaming floor will be operated by the Mohegan Gaming Company, which will be the first Native American tribe to enter the gaming market on the Las Vegas Strip corridor. So, Hard Rock is closing and reopening as the Virgin Hotel Las Vegas. A lot of changes going on in Vegas this year. Just a lot of changes. So, we have time to talk about travel with an expert. TripAid reveals the best times to book flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. This is a new report from TripAid, which reveals that while many travelers haven't started thinking about flying for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, the start of the best booking window is approaching fast. As a matter of fact, it's past. Travel flight booking data shows that over the last 3 years, September 25th marks the beginning of the rush to book air travel around both Thanksgiving and Christmas. For travelers looking to get the most bang for their buck this holiday season, AAA recommends you start researching now and book your flight by October 27th. Also says consult with a travel agent and consider purchasing travel insurance for your trip. Holiday travelers should make their plans now and begin booking their flights for the Thanksgiving and Christmas as early as Wednesday, September 25th, which has passed, for the best deals and availability. Past Canadian Travelers may be able to find last-minute deals on flights close to the holidays as airlines look to fill their last few remaining seats. But flight availability for those peak travel weeks will be very limited by that time. When it comes to Thanksgiving, most travelers book their flights between September 25th and October 27th. But research shows the best deals will be available between 7 and 13 days before the holiday this year. Options may be limited, though. In terms of congestion and cost, the Monday of Thanksgiving week is the best option, with ticket prices averaging $486 and less congestion at the airport. For travelers more concerned about the crowd, the Sunday before the holiday is consistently the lightest travel day. As for the Christmas travelers, AAA found that booking a winter holiday flight between September 26th and October 25th will provide consumers with a lower price on average, $551, than more advanced bookings. Last minute Christmas travelers bookers can find the overall best pricing, $488, 7 to 13 days before the holiday week, but flight availability is likely to be limited. Travelers departing in the days before Christmas will pay an average of $593. On December 21st, they will pay $639 on December 22nd and $603 on December 23rd. The research also found that Christmas Eve is the best day to travel, with the lowest average price per ticket of $527 and the lightest travel day of the week. Let's go back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day is also a good day to travel. Traffic is light. Thanksgiving Day, the prices would be better, but Thanksgiving Day is also a great time to travel. There's not a lot of congestion at the airport. You probably get a fair price. So Thanksgiving Day is always a good day to fly. And again, we're talking about AAA reveals the best times to book flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday, and they suggest that you start you get your holiday airfare booked by October 27th. And they say the best deals would be available between 7 and 13 days before the holiday this year. And they suggested that the Monday of Thanksgiving week is the best option. But I've also found that if you fly on Thanksgiving Day, that day is a pretty good day to fly. And sometimes even late flights on the day before Thanksgiving is a good day to fly. And they also talked about that you can fly on Christmas Eve is a good day to fly before the holiday. So we have given you a good time frame of when to book tickets for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And they suggest that you book it, that you start booking the 25th and have your bookings completed by the 27th. There will be deals out there if you wait late. There may be seats available, but they would be limited. So you just need to make sure that if you're traveling for Thanksgiving and Christmas, that you get everything booked by October 27th. Wow. So let's get back to Las Vegas. Here's a Las Vegas travel tip. At the McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas, if you use Lyft and Uber, the pickup area for Terminal 1 is being relocated. Simply cross the pedestrian bridge to the parking garage on Level 2 and make a right, and you can meet your driver right there. So they have relocated the parking space for Lyft and Uber users in Las Vegas at the McCarran Airport. All you have to do is simply cross the bridge to the parking garage on level 2, make a right, and your driver will be there to pick you up. So in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about all the things that you can do in Las Vegas, all the things you can do in Las Vegas in the month of November. But first, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkToMeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkToMeRadio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Stay tuned for the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. So for the first half of the show, we've talked about AAA has given you the best times to book your Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday flights. You need to book it by the 27th of October. We talked about a new train that is being built, starts in 2020, that you can ride this train from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes. The price of the ticket for one way is going to run you about $60. The construction of this will start in 2020 and be completed by 2023. So you'll be able to take a train nonstop. It's nonstop. The train gets up to speeds of 150 miles per hour. And from what we're told, these trains that Virgin Trains are building are swankier and much more comfortable than the present trains that's on the market in the U.S. today. And it will reach up to speeds of 150 miles an hour. Will put you in Vegas in 75 minutes. And that's pretty amazing. So, and we gave you the travel tip for Lyft and Uber people that use Lyft and Uber. You can just cross over the pedestrian bridge to the parking garage on level 2 and make a right and meet your driver. So in the second half of the show, we're going to get into the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. And once a month, I'm going to try to talk to you about all the things to do in Las Vegas that next month. So November, I'll give you that information of the things to do in Las Vegas. And in November, I'll give you that the last week of October. But there's just so many things to do in November as far as entertainment goes. Boys and Men they're in town for three weekends in the month of October. Drake and Mingo takes over the Grand Garden Arena on October the 5th and 6th. Ozzy Osbourne will be making a stop at the MGM Garden Arena. So there's so much to do that the whole second half of the show, all we're going to do is talk about the top things to do in Las Vegas. But again, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel. And on TalkToMeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation by calling 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And just to let you know that future live broadcasts will start coming on the air at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays instead of 8 p.m. So if you're tuning in at 8 o'clock and you already hear me talking, then we've already started to broadcast at 7 o'clock. Look, up in the skies, the superheroes of travel is Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test.
For radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Look up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And for those people who could just be tuning in, I need to report that we will start broadcasting at 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. So, the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. Fall is here and so is the fun. We have the ultimate list of events that you won't want to miss while you enjoy the cooler weather in Las Vegas. We have tons of amazing dining options, exciting events, and unbelievable entertainment. Hockey season is back, and the park is filled with fun fall activities such as the Fall Brew Celebration and the Great Pumpkin Show, the Great Pumpkin Road Show. So be part of that action and explore all what Las Vegas and MGM Grand has to offer for October. So we have a video that is going to kind of get into what Vegas is all about. And the video is really going to talk about the different resorts that the MGM owns. Okay, but there's a video called Welcome to the Show. And that kind of set the mood for the second half of the show. But we have entertainment going on. Boys and Men will be in town for 3 weekends, beginning October 5th through October 20th at the Mirage. Dropkick Murphys are coming to Park Theater on October the 5th. Drake and Mingo's take over the Grand Garden area on October the 5th and 6th. Ozzy Osbourne will be making a stop at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on his farewell tour. And it's called No More Tours 2. And it's on October 13th. Sting and Shaggy bring upbeat Island Flavor 44/876 joint tour to Park Theater on October 13th. And System of a Down will take the stage at T-Mobile Arena on October 19th and October 20th. And let's just listen to this for a minute. This is Welcome to the Show. This is from the MGM Grand. This is a theme that they run. Okay, that's MGM Grand. Welcome to the show. So everything that we're talking about the events to do in Las Vegas are events going on at the MGM Grand. And every month I will bring you new events going on in November, new events going on in December. I've already written an article. It's on my It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page. It was just released today about New Year's Eve. So all these things are going on in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is really easy to get to for most cities in America. So just to go back, we talked about Ozzy Osbourne will be making stops at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on his farewell tour, which is called No More Tours 2, on October 13th. Sting and Shaggy bring upbeat Island Flavor 44/876 joint tour to Park Theater on October 13th. System of a Down will take the stage at T-Mobile Arena on October 19th. And on October 20th, Jimmy Buffett returns to the Grand Garden Arena. Widespread Panic returns to Park Theater for three nights beginning on October 26th through the 28th. Phil Collins will take the stage at the MGM Grand Arena on October 27th with final performances through October 28th. Witness the magical of the century, Chris Angel, Mind Freak Live at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. And finally, at the Grand Garden Arena, Fish is taking the stage for four nights beginning October 31st, and Cher returns to her residency at the Park Theater on the same day. So that's all the entertainment going on at the MGM Grand for the month of October. And then we also have these events going on also. Oktoberfest. Kick off Oktoberfest on October 6th at Mandalay Bay. The Libertine Social and Sip on a cold brew while savoring German-style favorites. And a family-style dinner includes three featured Oktoberfest beers, a souvenir stein, and entertainment all night long. So that's going on for Oktoberfest. And if you're looking for good beer to enjoy, check out the Libertine Social Oktoberfest Happy House from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. up until October 7th. Also try the Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest beer on draft and delicious beer battered sausage sandwiches served with German potato salad at Ariel's 550 Pizza Bar, and that's up to October 7th. And they also have, in the month of October, a culinary weekend. The culinary weekend starts October the 12th through the 14th, and the culinary weekend is like nothing that you've ever seen before. Enjoy the chef table. EPI Kareen Experience at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. Delano Las Vegas, which features memorable events hosted by world-class chefs, including Michael Mina, Charlie Palmer, Hubert Keller, Sean McClain, Susan Foringer, and Mary Sue Millikent. Enjoy cooking demonstrations, wine tasting, gourmet showcases, and the Martha Stewart Wine and Food Experience featuring Martha Stewart, as well as taste dishes from Park MGM Primrose and Jupiter Cocktail Lounge and areas Bar Not. And 550 at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds near Circus Hotel. Also, the same weekend is the JBF celebrity chef tour at the Luxor Hotel, where you can enjoy multi-course meals, wine pairing, dessert course, and a Q&A session with seven renowned chefs from around the country. And again, all this goes on in October. The JBF Celebrity Chef Tour is at the Luxor Hotel. Martha Stewart Wine and Food Experience is at the Park MGM. So there's all those things going on in the month of October, and we haven't got to sports yet. We haven't got to sports, but first we have a YouTube video for Tyus Tours and Travel. But we're going to go to sports next. And just so we talked about Oktoberfest, we talked about the Culinary Weekend. We talked about entertainment. Boyz II Men, Ozzy Osbourne, Sure is coming back to the Park Theater. So we have all those things going on in October. And coming up, we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about hockey. We're going to talk about the Lakers. The Lakers will actually be playing Golden State in Las Vegas this year.
I really needed a good travel advisor, and I kept searching and searching.
There are so many choices.
It's really hard to find one that has all the things on my list.
But I finally did it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
If you were looking for one as well,
look no further.
Here's a really good one.
Just use mine.
Use mine.
I'm very satisfied.
Definitely recommend.
Problem gone.
Thank you.
Okay, so for hockey season is back, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the first professional team in Las Vegas, returns to T-Mobile to play against Philadelphia, Buffalo, Anaheim, Vancouver, Tampa Bay, and Ottawa in the month of October. 4 hours before the puck drops on Vegas Golden Knights home games, the park comes alive. Take a photo with Chance, the Vegas Golden Knights mascot, while live DJs keep the party going, and enjoy live music and hockey and drink specials. This is 4 hours before a hockey game. And in the month of October, the Vegas Golden Knights will be playing Philadelphia, Buffalo, Anaheim, Vancouver, Tampa Bay, and Ottawa. And four hours before the puck drops, the park comes alive, and you can take a photo with their mascot, and DJs will be spinning music to keep the party going, and there will be hockey drink special. The biggest fight of 2019 will take place at T-Mobile Arena as the notorious Conor McGregor returns in an attempt to retake the UPC lightweight title from the hands of the unbeaten champion Khabib in the main event of UFC 229 on October the 6th. The LA Lakers returns to Las Vegas. You can catch them on Wednesday, October the 10th at T-Mobile Arena as they take on the Golden State Warriors at 7 p.m. So those are all the sporting events going on. So earlier we talked about the park. You know, I keep mentioning the park. The park. So at the park this year, and the park is over by T-Mobile Arena. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get there and do a short live broadcast from T-Mobile Arena and the park sometime in the month of November. The Fall Brew celebration continues in October, bringing 6 weekends of liberations and countless beer to the park. This festival will celebrate the art of beer with themed weekends highlighting brews from around the world. On October 4th through the 6th and October 12th through the 13th from noon to 5, enjoy Irish and international beer from around the world. And right now, what you're looking at is the eatery at Park MGM. The park is a new hotel, and that whole area has been just revived. So if you haven't been to Vegas and if you haven't been to that area, there's a park, MGM. There's T-Mobile Arena in front of it. And the park that we talk about is the area right in front of the hotel. So all that's been remodeled. Rooms are fairly priced. And again, October will be a good time to go to enjoy Las Vegas in the cooler weather. Unlike here, where it's 94 degrees at it. 8 o'clock at night, but October is a month to go to Vegas and enjoy, just enjoy the cooler weather and all the events that they have going on in October. On October 26th through October 28th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can purchase tickets to the Elysian Great Pumpkin Roadshow, where the park in New York will partner with Seattle-based brewing company Elysian Brewing for a pumpkin-themed beer celebration featuring up to 50 different pumpkin brews. This traveling beer festival will make a stop in Las Vegas for the first time ever. So to book your Las Vegas October experience, you can call Tide Surgeon Travel at 866-472-9716. So, just so you know, if you're just now tuning in, we have started broadcasting It's Your Time to Travel at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays instead of 8 p.m. So, if you're just now tuning in at 8 o'clock, you're catching the tail end of the show, but our podcast will be available starting Thursday or Friday. You can always go back and catch what you missed on the podcast. And also, we're available on YouTube right after the end of this broadcast. It's Your Time to Travel on Talk Time Radio on YouTube. The second half of the show will be available right after the broadcast is done. But going forward, we will start broadcasting at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays instead of 8 p.m. So that way it gives you time to sit down, relax, have dinner, and maybe catch the show before you start watching some of the regular shows on television at 8 o'clock. So starting today, if you're just now tuning in, we started broadcasting today at 7 p.m. So the show will be available on our podcast, and right after this show ends, it will be available on YouTube. It's Your Time to Travel on YouTube, and also the show replays in its entirety at 11 p.m. So you can still catch the show. If you have any questions, you can certainly give me a call at 614-323-0858. But what we've done today is we talked about the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. All right, there's all these wonderful events going on in October. There's entertainment with Boyz II Men, Ozzy Osbourne, and Shaggy. Widespread Panic, Cher, and then there's the Oktoberfest, which kicks off October 6th at Mandalay Bay. There's a culinary weekend with a celebrity chef that starts at the Letcher Hotel. and also Martha Stewart Wine and Food Experience featuring Martha Stewart. All that's in October. The Lakers will be playing in Las Vegas on October the 6th versus Golden State. So if you're in Vegas in October, there's just a ton of things to do in October. And at the park, which is in front of the Park MGM, there'll be a fall brew celebration going on. So, and that'll be going on for 6 weekends. There'll be 6 weekends that's going on in October. So we talked about all the things to do in October in Las Vegas. And to book your Las Vegas October experience, November experience, December experience, New Year's Eve, you can give us a call at 866-472-9716. And also, just so you know, on my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, we just released today, if you're interested in booking New Year's Eve, if you're interested in booking New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, we have all the things that you can do for New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. So there's a lot of things to cover, and I will announce it again today that we will start broadcasting at 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. But if you want to catch the broadcast in its entirety, it replays the day at 11 p.m. You can also, right after the show ends, you can catch it on YouTube, Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. And you can catch the podcast again, probably starting Thursday. The podcast will be available starting Thursday if you want to catch it in its entirety. But the show will replay again tonight at 11 p.m. We've decided to broadcast at 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. So if you're just now tuning in, you're catching the end of the broadcast, it will replay again at 11 p.m. And you can go to the Talk to Me Radio YouTube channel and catch the second half of the show, because the second half of the show is on YouTube. And if you want to catch the entire broadcast, it replays again tonight at 11 p.m. But for today, everything was about daydreaming about Vegas again. You can go to Vegas. October is the perfect month to go to Vegas. It's fall. The weather is cooler, and they have an ultimate list of events that you won't want to miss if you're in Vegas. Boys to Men, there's several weekends that they're in Vegas. The Los Angeles Lakers will be playing Golden State in Vegas on Wednesday, October 6th. So there's a multitude of things to do. You can always give us a call, and we will help you put together the ultimate vacation in Las Vegas. And that phone number to call again is 866-472-9716. And you've been listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And in closing, we'll say, look, up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.